The FBI is offering no further explanation of an attempted trip to Alaska by the man accused of trying to bomb a Friday Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland. The 19-year-old never made the trip, and there's no indication he intended anything other than getting work in the seafood industry in Kodiak, in an affidavit. Jacob Resnick, a member station KMXT, tells us more.
The 38-page affidavit offers a timeline of Mohammed Osman Mohammed's activities when he allegedly contacted Islamic militants in Pakistan. On June 14th, the naturalized U.S. citizen tried to board a flight from Portland bound for Kodiak, but for reasons not yet clear, he was prevented from flying and then questioned by the FBI. Later that month, undercover agents emailed Mohammed, pretending to be Islamic militants. According to court documents, agents met with Mohammed multiple times and supplied cash, logistical support, and advice on how to carry out a bomb attack. Mohammed allegedly chose the Christmas tree lighting ceremony because of the high number of women and children in attendance, which would be in retribution to civilians killed by U.S. forces in Muslim countries. Mohammed was arrested minutes after he tried to detonate what actually was a fake bomb supplied by the FBI. He is being charged with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. Mohammed's connection to Kodiak isn't clear. He told undercover agents that he had secured a fishing job and a place to stay in Alaska. He later allegedly told undercover agents he was apparently on the no-fly list, which had foiled his ability to raise funds for international travel. In Kodiak, I'm Jacob Resnick.